The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio. Brand new episode here. This is your host, Danny Pena. And for this episode, I have special guest, my brother, Nano. Nano, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Good, good. I know we had you last time. We reviewed Nickelodeon. What's the name of the game? Brawl?
Nickelodeon.
All-Star Brawl.
Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, yeah.
There you go. All-Star Brawl. There you go. And now, but this time, it's a very important episode, Nano, because 20 years ago, actually November 2nd through
going
the 3rd,
the
yeah, this is where we went in New York City 2 months after 9/11. We went to Xbox Unleashed, and we're going to be talking about it here on a podcast in a few minutes. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com, listen to our past episodes. You can also find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. And also, if you would like to be part of our family discussion or segment, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so during this episode, I'm also going to be posting audio recordings, some of them unreleased, some that I released multiple times throughout the years here on Gamertag Radio, that was recorded 20 years ago at Xbox Unleashed. Nana was there. I know there was a video camera version that I had a camera over there.
I think I may be in possession of that camera. I'm just saying.
But is that have you found that video? That video has so much stuff.
I have to go through it. I would have to go through all the stuff, but I have two containers that are yours here that are worth. I mean, well, like filled with a bunch of old cassettes, tapes, you name it. There's a bunch of media in there. So and you had two camcorders, and I believe one of them is from that night.
Oh my God, yo! Let me tell you, if you found that video, please let me know.
I'll dump through it real quick. I could, plug it in. You have everything there. So
yeah,
I could just plug it in and I'll see how much of it I can capture onto my my PC. And then I'll edit the video for you.
No, let me know because there's some gems there that nobody has.
Oh, you also have a hard drive. I didn't tell you. I found an old hard drive that you had there.
Really? I wonder what I have there. Interesting. Well, I'll be there. I'll be there soon.
Yeah, you can check it out.
I could definitely check it out. But let's talk about Xbox Unleashed, Nano. So for those that don't know, I'm going to search right here very quick. Microsoft had an event back then that this is where people will get hands-on for the first time the original console. And again, this happened back in November 2nd and the 3rd, 2001. It was a 48-hour competition where you go and you play these games. Now, I have to mention very quick, Halo was there. Halo Combat Evolved was there, but it was not part of the competition. And the reason why, this was a mature game at that time, so they were being really strict. All the games that they had available was either for teens or rated for everyone. So it was Amped, Freestyle Snowboarding, Fusion Frenzy, Halo, Project Gotham Racing. I know Dead or Alive was there too. Cell Damage, NASCAR Tony Heat Hawk. 2002, and also Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. X, I think that was called. This was also from Activision. This is a long, long time ago, almost actually 20 years ago. So we're going to be talking about how was our experience going here. This is going to be some behind-the-scenes stories that we've never talked about here on the show. And there's stuff that I don't know that my brother was there too. So he's going to say from his side of the story too. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So Nano, where would you like to start about Xbox Unleashed, the 48-hour gaming competition that took place in New York City 20 years ago?
I mean, let me begin by saying I didn't know what it was until we got there. And we already, you know, they let us in. We got our badges. I didn't realize it was a competition until we walked in and we saw the way it was set up. So I came in not prepared at all to, like, spend the whole time, you know, and start competing for 48 hours. Mm-hmm. I was just going to, like, enjoy the event. You know, I wanted to play the Xbox. You know, there was multiple games that were available. So I was like, oh, yeah, I want to try this out. But once I realized what it was, I was like, oh, man, I really want to try. And with every hour that went by, I regretted investing so much effort. Because, it like, the guy that was in first place, my God, he must have found the right game. And I forget what he was playing, but he was just racking up so many points that he was uncatchable.
It was like Tony Hawk. It was Tony Hawk. Because I remember trying to play that game. I'm like, I'm terrible. Now, I was good in Project Gotham Racing. I was good with Dead or Alive. But besides that, yo, it was terrible. I couldn't play that game. Tony Hawk was...
That's the thing. I didn't know any of the tricks. And I was wasting so much time playing... you know, other games that I just wanted to try out. I was really there to try out the Xbox. Mm-hmm. This guy, he figured it out, and he's like, oh, no, I'm just going to stick to Tony Hawk the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it wasn't like you just stayed on the station for as long as you could. You had to go play a game, walk out, and then make the line all over again.
Yep.
What's your name, man? Where you from?
Chris.
I'm from Brooklyn. Tell me, man, what game are you playing right now?
Mad Dash.
What do you think of the game?
I think it's nice. Very fun with you and your friend.
Oh, you're playing two-player mode right now. So what do you think of the Xbox so far?
Very nice. Better than the GameCube.
Better than the GameCube? So this November, you're going to get Xbox. If you're getting Xbox, what game are you planning to get?
I already reserved it, and I'm getting Project Gotham, NFL Fever, and Simpson Road of Rage.
Have you played Halo and Dead or Alive 3?
Yeah, I played Halo and Dead or Alive 3. It was nice. I like
good,
it.
Good. So what do you think of the control of the Xbox?
Nice.
Pretty good?
Comfortable.
So what do you think of the GameCube then?
GameCube?
So far, any reaction, like what you've seen so far?
On the GameCube? On the GameCube. GameCube's like a system for kids. Like, for little kids, and that's it.
Yeah. So what do you think of PlayStation 2? Against nothing for the back of the
Xbox?
Nah.
They got no chance against it.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. Yes, we're live over here. We're going to get some feedback of Halo. What's your name? Where you from?
My name's Tucker. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I live here in New York for the last 4 years.
All right. So you came over here to try out Halo. What do you think of the game?
Halo's amazing. It's everything they said it is. Apparently, it's been getting tens across the board in all the magazines and websites, and it ought to be pretty obvious why. I think it's a great game. Right now, we have four different systems with, we just got... Okay, well, that's all right, because that's why it's a game, which is a good thing.
So you're planning to get Xbox?
Oh, hell yeah. Pre-order mine ages ago. Pre-order mine the day you could.
So what games are you planning to get for launch?
Halo, Air Force Delta Storm, and Project Gotham Racing.
So what do you think of the other games, like Dead or Alive 3?
They're great. I played Dead or Alive 3. It's awesome. And I think it's, I mean, this system, it just blows away anything that's available right now.
So what do you think of the GameCube on PlayStation 2 right
now? Well, I played the PlayStation 2. I think it's a hyped up machine. I don't think that really, like, I have a Dreamcast, and I don't really see much of a difference. I think hype killed the Dreamcast. I think the PS2, by and large, it's starting to get some good games now, but the fact that it's been out over a year and now comes the good stuff really says a lot about what they're doing. I think Sony is a little bit prideful, and they really didn't plan very well. I think Microsoft came out and really took it out, the excitement out from under them.
So what about GameCube? No words on that?
It looks like it's a very powerful system. Looks to be better than the PS2. However, it's still a lot of plumbers hawking the system. Not into the kitty shit at all. Whoops. Not into the. Oh, it's gonna get beeped. But I think the GameCube is nice. But it ain't got dick on the Xbox.
What game are you looking forward in, like, in the future for Xbox?
Jaeger and Unreal Championship. Also Bloodwake. Very cool game.
What do you think of Sega working for Xbox?
I think it's fantastic. And I think the fact that the Xbox is the only system with a hard drive and that it's easy to develop for means that we're going to get some very interesting exclusive content.
So what do you think of online for Xbox?
I love it. It's great. I think it's fantastic. Everybody will have Ethernet connection, so everybody will
be playing. It's all right.
There's no. It's not going to be 56K for one guy and then, broadband for another. Everybody gets the good stuff. You got an 8-gig hard drive. This thing is made to kick ass. I mean, it's just awesome.
Any last words for other fans that haven't seen the Xbox?
You guys got to come out and see it. There are a lot of people out there who hate Microsoft because they've been told to hate Microsoft. Everybody uses Windows, and nobody really has it. Every once in a while you get a blue screen, but you get that on a Mac, you get that anywhere. That's a computer. Yeah. I think Microsoft's a great company. I think they have good products. They monopolize the industry because they have the best. They have the best product. People went out and buy it. It's not like it's stuffed it down people's throats. But I think the Xbox, I think this year it's going to have a lot of competition in terms of Christmas sales. PS2 just got Devil May Cry and Metal Gear. I think next year and the year after, no competition. I think Xbox is going to win.
You know what's funny? That all these games right now are nothing compared
They're nothing. I spoke to Jay Allard. I was here Friday night. We spoke for about 15 minutes, and he said these games don't touch anything what this machine can really, really do. Also, he said that on the official Xbox magazine, the DVD that came out this month.
I got it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Samus Blackley said that a T-Rex in Jurassic Park, the original, is made of 80,000 polygons. But it's the pixel shaders and the vertex shaders that make it look like it does so realistic. And that's what the Xbox does specially. I mean, that's what it's made to do. So, I mean, this thing is just ready to...
Just wait and see, ladies and gentlemen. You'll see.
Forget about it. It's going to be awesome.
All right, but thanks a lot, man.
It's been great. You have a good one, right, G?
All right, man. Peace.
And when it first started, there was a lot of people. There was like 1,000-plus people there. And then after that, the line got really small. At night, there was barely anyone there. It was only like 10 to 15 of us that was there the whole time. We were eating quesadillas because Taco Bell sponsored the event. This is the first time where I experienced energy drink. And it was Red Bull. It was a Red Bull. It was Red Bull. I remember. And
No. What was the drink that was sponsored there? It was the one with the lizard on it. Sobe?
It was Sobe. It was not Red Bull. You're right. Sobe.
Yeah, it wasn't Red Bull. It was the Sobe. So it was those glass bottles.
Yeah.
But they had the worst flavors available. I think they were like launching two or three new flavors, and they had those drinks only with unlimited chicken quesadillas.
Yep. Yeah. And then, we were broke. We were broke. We were broke that back then. So, I was just eating.
Oh yeah, no, I was gonna eat whatever they had.
Like, yeah,
they could have put out anything, and I would have, been complaining about that instead. But just the fact that like the quesadillas were good for the first like hour or two, right? Like, oh man, like it was a good option. I was like, oh, this is awesome. After like hour 24, 25, I didn't want to see a quesadilla ever again.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing: people don't know. When I went to this event, I was not like, oh, a Microsoft fan at all. I was just like, still Dreamcast, still a huge fan of that. They stopped production with production of the console. And at the same time, always been a fan of Nintendo. And Nintendo was also releasing the Nintendo GameCube. And I remember they were going to be in town to promote their event that was called the Q Club, which was also an event that took place in New York City nearby where we went. This is more downtown. But the funny thing about this, I remember we were in line and there was a van that parked right in front of Xbox Unleashed, and it was actually Nintendo. And they even told us while we were in line, come over here and play some real games. And they were showing Luigi Mansion, I remember. And we were like, wait, what? Why would they even do that? It was the staff that was working on that. I don't know if it was an agency or what, but yo, they did that.
It was weird and it was like shady, like the way they pulled up.
Yeah, it was very shady. Now, Do you remember from the first 24 hours now that you were there? Because you only were there for like a day and a half, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't make it the full 48 because I was, 15 at the time? So,
yeah,
you know, my two owners didn't they didn't allow me to stay there the whole 48 hours. But I remember, I think the first night that we were there, we were standing, and this is well past midnight. Mm-hmm. We're outside, we're making the line again to get back in and you know, play in each station so we could rack up more points. I think this is when we still had hope that we were going to win. But do you remember the rapper Rampage? For those of you that don't know, he's part of a Flipmo squad.
Busta Rhymes crew. Busta Rhymes crew.
Yeah, Busta's crew. Shout out to Pete.
yeah.
Rampage walks up and he just like, you know, it's this big dude. He's got his jewelry on. He had his, I think he had his bodyguard with him. So he just totally walks by the line that we were standing in. And I'm like, oh shit, is that Rampage?
Yeah.
He walks up to the front and tries to like use his, you know, his name to get in and skip the line. And the bouncer had no clue who the hell he was.
Yep. I remember. He was like, no, you can't skip.
He just sent him all the way to the back of the line. I'm like, hey, yep. Rampage. Right behind me, brother.
Yeah, I remember that. He was like straight up. He was like, oh, yeah? Okay, cool. You could go all the way in the back. The security. Oh, that was funny.
Probably that was like the biggest he ever was, right, in his career. So, like, if they didn't know him then, yep. You weren't getting in.
Yep. And now I have to mention this. Look, I went to the event, and I remember we were in line. And the first video that we got to see, because remember, there was TVs all over the windows right before you go in, and the first game that we got to see was Dead or Alive. I'm like, oh my god, this is Dead or Alive. My god, looks good. So I remember that part. And once I went inside, I registered. There was a table there with other people that got hired that worked locally, of course, and they were all dressed up. Like everything was green. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, because I had my video camera, and thank god, now I have to say something at the end why that video camera was important for me to have. Very important. And because it's a story that I've never mentioned, I'm going to mention it at the end. But I had my video camera and also my tape recorder. So while we were in line, I was just interviewing people like, hey, let me know your thoughts about this. Are you excited for the Xbox? And we're going to play, during this audio, we're going to play clips of certain parts of that I was recorded over there at the event. But I mentioned to Xbox, the staff that were there, I'm like, hey, can I get a media badge? I had no business cards, didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was like, yeah, I have a show online, I would love to cover this. I'm like, yeah, sure. And they just gave me a VIP pass. So the reason why I was excited to try this out was because this helped me to go to the VIP area. Now I get to talk to the developers, the original team that launched the console, everything. And I got to see all types of stuff. Plus, there was food and drinks upstairs now, though, that was not downstairs. So that another thing that helped me up.
What was upsetting was that I didn't stick with you enough to like jump in to those areas. You know what I mean? Like I made friends in the line. I was talking to them. You were out here like networking, trying to talk to people.
Yeah.
But I was so obsessed with like the games. And I think like, I just remember playing Project Gotham Racing for the first time. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. You know, like that game was probably one of my favorites at launch.
Yeah, that one, and of course Halo was like one of the biggest games mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah, obvious.
Now, I do have to mention that there was also another Xbox Unleashed in California. I believe it was in San Francisco, I think it was in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was happening during the same time as the one in New York City. So that was cool that they had two different areas where people could try out Xbox for the first time. And honestly, that event completely changed my mind about Xbox, like completely. Now, the only thing that I had to get used to was, now, do you remember playing the original controller of Xbox when it came out, the Duke? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think that was like the biggest issue I had during the whole event. Like using that control for 48 hours, like, ugh, this is terrible. Like I already thought the Dreamcast one was kind of perfect, right? Like in size.
Yeah.
And I think this copied the shape of it, but it was just so much bulkier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it felt heavy.
I remember talking to the team at Xbox, and I told him, look, he was showing me how Halo Combat Evolved looked. I'm like, man, this game looks sick. It looks so good. But then I even mentioned to him, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I really don't like this controller. This controller is too big. Now, I do have to say the analog sticks of that controller was on point, though, Nano.
No, they were smooth. They were good. They were good.
Really, one of the best analog sticks, I think, ever. It was so, so good.
Yeah, but that black and white button on the I forget where it was.
Oh, yes, I remember. Right? I forgot about those buttons. Yeah, I was not a. I don't know.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that.
Not a fan.
Honestly, I think Xbox their greatest controller, and like, I mean, they have a really good one now. But when they remade the original Xbox and they had the S controller.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I remember that. I definitely remember that. Now. Nano, what other stories do you remember going to this event?
You got to understand, we were there for for the majority. You were there for the 48 hours.
I was there
32, 36 hours. I didn't make the whole 48. Mm-hmm. I was well above 30, but you know, I didn't get to that point that you got there.
Yeah.
Which I regret because we'll talk about it later. What everybody got.
Mm-hmm.
But. I remember there was one point where I was so tired and I ended up going to the bathroom. I'm like, man, I've had like four Sobeys. I had like five quesadillas. I'm like, man, I got to sit in this bathroom for at least 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I go over there and I end up just like sort of falling asleep in the restroom for, I can't remember how long it was. It was probably like an hour or maybe a little more, hour and a half. And I just fell asleep in one of the stalls.
Yo, and you know what I remember? There was other people that was in that competition that slept in that bathroom too. I remember because you mentioned that to me. I'm like, what?
Everybody kept taking naps. I woke up and other people were sleeping there too. And I'm like, am I at a fucking hostel? Like, what situation? Where'd I go? Where'd I end up?
Yo, it was.
I didn't know where I was. I walked back outside. Music was still on. The lights were there. The girls are handing out quesadillas and sobies. I'm like, yo, this is a.
Yeah, man, dude, that was so funny. So funny. Hearing and seeing people just because yo at the end I remember the end of the first night we were zombies we were just tired good. Not and it got worse during the second day when it almost getting to the afternoon, man. I was hurt. I was like, I couldn't even take it anymore, man. But every time I'll go to the booth and play certain games, especially Dead Alive 3, yo, I was ready. I was like, okay, this is my game. This game and also Project Gotham Racing. I was so good in those games. And it was the one that was so complicated for a lot of us was Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. And here's the thing, Donald. I remember seeing the guy that was on top. He left home, took a nap, took a shower, ate over there, came back, and he was still ahead of everybody else.
Who was it? Because there was two people that were ahead. It was a tall dude.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name. I don't remember at all.
I remember his name at all. But and then some other college kid with a hat. I remember he's the one that won the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Well, they I know there was a group of us that we were there for 40 hours, but there were. Oh, let me show you the badge. You probably remember this badge. Which I'm going to have this as the cover of the show, by the way. That was Xbox Unleashed Media. Mm-hmm. But there was a couple people that were with me that one of his brothers was the one that won, I think, second place. Because he was really good at Dead Alive. Really, really good. And also Mad Dash. He was good with that, too.
Yeah, I remember the people that we ended up talking to the most on the line, two of them were brothers.
Yeah,
that one guy that was the one that I think took the whole thing. He mm-hmm. was like so focused on Tony Hawk, and like, he just kept rotating back and forth. But I didn't realize what he was doing until it was too late. So like, and either way, it didn't help because every time I tried to play Tony Hawk, I just suck. So I wasn't getting the points that he was racking up. That's the dude right there.
Yeah, yeah. So
Those two guys holding the Xbox in the front, they're the ones that got first and second.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, I gave Nano a picture of the event that we took at the end of the event where Jay Adler was there and a couple other people. And I wish I could post it. Look, I'm going to post this on Twitter for those that are listening to the show. There's one guy, not only he has his hand crossed like that. You see him with the X. He was the one that won second place. The one that you're talking about, that it was his brother too, is the one at the front.
The hat, the black hat.
Yeah. Yeah. So for those who are listening, again, I'm posting this on Twitter, and I also will post the link on the description so you guys can see the picture. But yeah, this was a cool picture. This picture was actually taken right after we found out that we were all going to get Xboxes. So we got the console before it came out, and then they sent it to us at home. I didn't believe it. I'm like, no, there's no way we're going to get a $300.
I was so mad when you call leaving this and you're like, oh my God, we all, since we all stayed, we're all getting Xboxes. I remember cursing.
Yeah, you were mad. You were so pissed. You were like, no, if I would have stayed there, I would have gotten a console too.
Like, it was a difference of like 8 hours. If I would have just stayed for the final stretch, I would have gotten a console.
Yeah, and I ended up
getting one in Christmas or, you know, like when it launched, but either way, I would have gotten it for free, and I was so upset.
Now, you want to hear the story how I managed to get it? Because at first, they didn't want to give it to me. Yeah, I never told you this story. What? So, I go to the event.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, they didn't want to give it to you, aren't you there with a badge?
This is what happened. So, I had the badge as media, but I was also competing. Right, so when I was there and they took us to the room, they saw me with a badge, so they thought I was just there covering the event and everything. And they straight up, one of them from the original team, they were like, wait a minute, so aren't you media? Like, why you weren't competing, you weren't here for 48 hours? And I go, yes, I was here for 48 hours, I'm gonna show you proof. And here's what happened, Arnold. I rewind the tape when we were walking towards the event, and it had the date and time. And I showed it to them, and they were like, oh, so you really were here for 48 hours? I go, yeah, I've been competing. At the same time, I've been covering. Like, I've been recording, but I'm a fan. Like, I wanted to win a trip to Cancun or win something, you know? So he was like, okay, all right, cool, cool. Yeah, so write his name down. So I went to that table where all the staff was all dressed up all in green, and they took my information. And yeah, it was like a good 10 of us, 10 to 12 people, I think, at the end, got a free console. So the reason why I went to the launch event in Times Square was because the people that received the console, Xbox wanted us to mention that to the media, and the media was asking us questions about, like, what were our thoughts about the console, the games, the experience, everything. So, and that's why I ended up playing video games with Bill Gates, was because I went to that event and I recorded everything. And I was also competing. But that was the main reason why I got the opportunity back then. Like, I think, honestly, Nano, if you would have stayed, you also would have been invited to go to Times Square to do that.
This is Godfrey live with Xbox Unleashed, and we have what's your name and what do you do?
Chris Cox, lead product manager for Action Games.
All right, cool, cool. You could basically tell us more about Xbox.
Yeah, sure. Xbox is the next generation console coming out on November 15th. Mm-hmm. We're really psyched about it. It's the most powerful console ever, and I think the games really show it. Every major genre, we're going to have a blockbuster.
So what games do you think we should pick up? The first thing, basically, what you like first?
It's tough to say. I mean, it's like, you know, I think we have a game for every kind of gamer. Off the top of my head, Halo. If you love any kind of combat games, Halo totally delivers. DOA 3, best fighting game ever. Amount of detail on it is just sick. Project Gotham Racing, if you love racing games, the detail, the action, the size, the number of tracks, it's just amazing. NFL Fever, I mean, if you're a football fan, you've got three of the best football games ever on any platform, plus you've got NFL Fever, which totally takes advantage of all the graphical goodness that the Xbox has to deliver. And then, you know, on smaller genres, if you like party games, you got, like, Fusion Frenzy. If you like vehicle combat games, you have Cell Damage. If you're a Tony Hawk fan, you got Tony Hawk 2X, which is like Tony Hawk 2 on steroids.
you know, you name it, you got it.
So you could tell us basically more about Halo. A lot of people actually don't know what Halo's about. You could tell us more about Halo.
Oh yeah, no problem. The way we like to talk about Halo is combat evolved. And the reason being is Halo is basically everything you've ever wanted in a combat game. A lot of previous combat games, first-person shooters or running guns, you know, you could run around and have fun battling people, but usually it was like running around the tank versus actually like getting in using the tank. Halo lets you do that. Plus, not in addition to like tanks and first-person running gun, it lets you use flying vehicles, it lets you use hovercrafts, it lets you use jeeps. It has multi-man tanks and vehicles so that you can be like the gunner and your buddy can be like the driver. And then it's just totally gorgeous. Like graphically, it totally takes advantage of 100% of the Xbox hardware, which is pretty intense. The number of polygons that it throws at the screen is amazing. In terms of like the gameplay and the story, imagine it's 500 years in the future. Mankind has a burgeoning interstellar empire. You know, we've taken to the skies and are starting to colonize planets, and it's like the beginning of our golden age. And you know, like in with every great sci-fi story, the beginning of the golden age is really the beginning of the disaster age. And we meet up with this alien race called the Covenant, which is a consortium of alien races. And basically, they start, you know, housing us. Planet after planet, they start eradicating humanity. And basically, Halo starts off with one of the last human planets to be destroyed is Reach. And you and your crew escape from Reach and take a random point jump somewhere into space. And you happen to find this ring that's floating in space in this mysterious star system. And while you're looking at the ring, which is like the size of Texas, and inside there's like continents and stuff in it, half the Covenant fleet appears, destroys your ship, and you crash land onto the planet. And basically it's your responsibility to rally the human troops or the human survivors together and form a resistance, because what you believe is that Halo is a secret weapon. And if you can discover the secret of the weapon, you can turn the tide of the war. And you play this character called the Master Chief. And the Master Chief is like humanity's answer to the Covenant. He's basically a guy that was biologically engineered and mechanically enhanced to be the ultimate super warrior. He's 8 feet tall, he's big, he's green. He's the master of any weapon, he can pilot any vehicle, and he can survive any combat situation. As a matter of fact, he's the only warrior that the Covenant fears. And basically, once they find out that you're on Halo and you're leading the human resistance, they're making a concerted effort to find you and hunt you down and kill you. And along the way, you get to hunt down and kill a bunch of aliens yourself.
So you can tell us more about future games that are planning to come out, Xbox?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we have, at Microsoft alone, over 70 games in development for the Xbox. Worldwide, there's well over 250 game studios developing games for the Xbox, and a lot of them are developing multiple games. You know, we basically, you name, if you look at the developer list or the publisher list for Xbox, it's basically the who's who of the industry. We've got EA, Activision, THQ, Capcom, Namco, Tecmo. They're all developing great games for the Xbox.
So you could tell us more about the online part of Xbox, when you think we'll be coming and all that?
The plan for online right now, we haven't announced anything official, but around the beginning of summer, you're going to be able to use the built-in Ethernet capabilities of Xbox, and Xbox is the only console that has broadband built into the box, so everyone who gets it, gets it. You don't have to buy an accessory or anything.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, you get a hard drive built into the Xbox, so you can take full advantage of online, unlike, you know, having to buy an accessory hard drive. Around, call it, like, you know, beginning of summer, you're going to be able to start experiencing online for yourself, playing games massively multiplayer, playing games online against others. Right now, we haven't gone into detail about what those games will be, but you can count on it being really, really cool.
So what do you think of Sega working for Xbox, working on some games on it?
I mean, we're thrilled with Sega. I mean, you know, talk about one of the best publishers in the world. Sega's it. And, you know, they're bringing a lot of great exclusive content to the box. You know, old favorites like Gun Valkyrie, Panzer Dragoon, Phantasy Star Online, Shenmue 2. You name it, we got some really cool stuff coming from them.
You could tell us more about the... I heard you could put, like, music, your own music on Xbox. Which game supports it?
Oh, sure. Like, you know, I'm not sure about all of the games because, like, you know, I only work on the first-party stuff, but I know in first-party, Amped Freestyle Snowboarding, which is, like, you know, take Tony Hawk, multiply it by about 50,000 and put it on a mountain and you got Amped. You can it already comes packed with over 150 indie rock labels that you can listen to, and then you can also rip your own CDs onto it. Same with Gotham. You can rip your own CD music onto it. I think it has at least over 30, if not 50 tracks already on it with authentic voice personalities from the different markets. And then you can put your own CDs onto the hard drive, save them as an MP3, and play them while you play.
So I have a CD right here. Can you show me? Can you show me if it's cool right now? Or
I can't do it right now.
Okay, all right. But is it easy or is not really confusing?
Oh yeah, it's really cool. Like with Gotham and Amped, it's basically built into the interface, and then like you know you can just use the primary interface for the. For the Xbox, like just turn it on, put a CD in, and it'll give you the options to be able to save it, just like, you know, if you're on your PC using Windows Media Player or what have you.
So you can tell us just last words for the fans out there on why they should get Xbox?
Well, I think getting the Xbox is pretty simple, and it all comes down to the games, and, you know, and it's the most powerful piece of hardware you've ever seen, 2 to 3 times more powerful than anything else on the market. But the games are what really tells the difference. I mean, if you just go to your local retailer, and we've got 10,000 kiosks out there where you can actually either see or play the games, you get a chance to play Halo. You get a chance to play DOE 3, NFL Fever for yourself, which is really, really cool.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, let's talk about our sponsor, Magic Spoon. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really shouldn't be eating. We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff, and it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed. But I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, and realize I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking proteins here and there, powder for years, but finally found a delicious way to get my protein before or after my walks. So let's talk about Magic Spoon. It has 0 grams of sugar, 13 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-free, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Build your own box. Guys, there's so many flavors. You could build your own custom bundle. And here they are. Cocoa, fruity frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon. That's my favorite one, by the way. Cookies and cream. So I've been eating this now with my fiance, and I've been enjoying this a lot, big time. And like I said, make sure to check it out. I love cinnamon. Also, cocoa is really, really good because I love chocolate. And plus, you could customize, pick the ones that you want. Plus, it is healthy. So this is what you have to do, GTR listeners. Go to magicspoon.com/GTR to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try that today. And be sure to use our promo code GTR at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of gluten-free cereal at magicspoon.com/GTR and use the code GTR to save $5 off. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode of Gamertag Radio.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
But you know what? I think it worked out either way just because, you know, obviously you that situation happened, and like there was no way I was going to be able to stay for 48 hours. My mother was so pissed that I even attempted to stay there, or that I did stay there for over 30 hours.
Yeah.
She was furious by the time you like you spoke to her and you looked at me like, oh man, you got to go. And I'm like, ah, come on.
Yeah. That was something that I was like, man, I wish Nana would have been here, man. That would have been so cool.
You know what's crazy? Like heading back, I couldn't even like stand up straight. Mm-hmm. I was so sleep deprived and tired that I barely made it back to the Bronx.
Oh my God. So you took the train, or was it your cousin that?
Yeah, I had to. I had to take the train to meet him up at Pelham.
Oh my God. That is crazy. So I found pictures.
Yeah, he didn't want to drive out to the city.
So I found pictures, Nano, where it's, I mean, the quality, it looks trash because
looking back, this is such horrible, like, what were they wearing? You know?
Yeah, well, because right now I'm sending Nano the pictures of the event, and I found
they
some.
They just wrapped green t-shirts on their heads? Is that what that is?
It was like, I don't know. I don't know what that band-aid is.
Bandana,
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
This is awful.
It is bad. But I know there's one picture of you that is there too. Let me show you. This is a very I'm posting these on the description of the show so you guys can see
it. You remember the location that it was at, right?
If I search online, actually I'm gonna search online the location. Xbox Unleash NYC 2001. I'll edit this part out. Let me see the exact. Okay, so. All right, so I'm going to read you the. When was it? Hold on a second. Let me see if I find it. Okay, so I'll tell you right now. This was the name of the location that they had in.
What corner was it on?
Right there. So I'm gonna read this through so you guys could hear this. So this is the original press release that was sent on October 23rd, 2001. On November 2nd and the 3rd in New York City and Los Angeles, the Xbox team from Microsoft Corp will present Xbox Unleashed, a 48-hour continuous gameplay marathon, pitting gamers against one another in an intense head-to-head competition, in addition to providing gamers with a chance to get their hands on the Xbox video game system and Xbox games before the system is available at retail. Xbox Unleashed will allow gamers to compete in full public view and show the world what serious gameplay is all about. So in there, I mentioned the games, which is Amp, Fusion Frenzy, Project Gotham, Dead Alive, Cell Damage, NASCAR Heat, also Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, X, etc. And also, they were also having games that was not part of the competition, but also they could try it out. So it was Mad Dash, NHL Hits, Odd World. Remember that one? No, Odd World. NFL Fever 2002, Trans World Surf, and a couple other ones. So I have like radio stations locally. So it was K-Rock 92.3 FM from New York City. They were there covering the event and everything. So that was really cool, man. So I know they had this on the original website called xbox.com/unleashed. If you go to the Internet Archive, you can see it if you want. Go ahead.
Looking back, is this because it's definitely mine now that I trace back far enough.
Yes.
Is this your first like gaming event?
No, my first gaming event before that one was actually this is my second event. The first one that I went to was SegaNet. That Sega invited me to go. I was registered as a member of SegaNet or something with Sega, and they were having an event to promote SegaNet in New York City. I remember, and I went to play, and they had NFL 2K1 it was playable online. They had videos of Shenmue there. They had like a bunch of stuff. And this was the second year of the VMAs that Sega sponsored that event. So that was actually my first event that I ever went to. But this one was my second one. Looking back,
this is my first one ever. Like I hadn't known what that world was like until I stepped into this. I'm like, oh man, this is really cool. You know, like I want to go to more of these.
Yeah. So what was it that, looking back, what was it that stood out to you, thinking about it?
Just everything that, like, Microsoft always, they always went full force from the get, you know, like they wanted to build more of a, not just like the a hot new gaming device. They wanted to build more of a culture, like a community for people to play games. And mm-hmm. even to, like, to this day, I think they still follow the same principle where mm-hmm. they want to just give the players as many options, as play the game how you want. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Xbox and Microsoft, they've always been about that. And yeah. even with Jay Allard and all the guys that started this, you know, that I met back then, the people running the show now, they still want the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And the name of the location where they had the event was called New York Metronome.
Metronome. I don't know that location at all.
That's 915. Wait, yeah. Let me mention 915 Broadway at 21st Street, New York City.
That's, I'll be honest with you, I would have never guessed this location at all, because I don't remember a damn thing.
Yeah.
About, like, after so many hours, like, everything just became a blur. Like, now that I'm looking at the pictures,
mm-hmm.
I remember more about the event.
Yeah, and here's one thing that a lot of people don't know about. So I recorded the video, and I posted, there was a service back then where I converted the video and I put it into this website. Think of it as like YouTube, but this is like way back. And it was only temporary there. So I posted the video up from the event, and it was all over IGN. It was like a bunch of media outlets picked it up. There was also like Xbox fan sites that posted it up. So the next day, when I went back to the event, yeah, because I was there for 40 hours. So I was there, and I went back home to at least take a shower, get ready, and then come back. While I was doing that, I posted the video, ended up everywhere on the second day. Mm-hmm. I think this is right after you left. No, I think. I can't remember exactly. But when I went back, everybody from the Xbox team, they're like, oh, my God, remember, Danny? I remember you because I saw the video online and everything. I'm like, yeah, because it was all over the news. But I went home literally for like not even 30 minutes. Like, I was just there doing that to do, and I uploaded the video and everything through there, man. You know, and now I had, at that time, I had a faster connection because before that, I was using 56K, so it would take forever just to upload. But through broadband DSL, I remember back then, oh man, it was like a lot faster compared to during that time, you know? So, but it was good. And I have there's videos and there's pictures. Actually, no, I'm gonna go back to Internet Archive, because I found more pictures, and I think you're gonna bug out when you see this. Give me one second. Let me see if it works. I'm gonna edit this out.
Wait, that you had that you posted up?
That I posted a long time ago. Because I just found it right now, and let me see.
Wait,
if
it so works. where did you upload them to?
There was this guy that actually hit me up recently. I think he works at EA now. EA in Orlando. He found. Give me one second. Let me see. He found a website. I mean, he found GTR, not GTR. He found the. He found PSO, and he was like, "Hey, I would love to have you be part of our website, and you could talk about PSO, etc." So when I went to Xbox Unleashed, he helped me to put it up on this website. He had a site; I didn't have a site. I only had like MP3.com, stuff like that, you know. So I have. There is
MP3.com.
Yeah, MP3.com. So there is a site that it says, and I'm seeing the pictures. It's I'm sick of Sobey and Taco Bell. Wow, this is hilarious. Anyways, so yeah, now I know that this was a cool event, man. So, anything else that you remember from this at all?
Oof.
Because I'm planning throughout the show, I'm posting audio from the event. So for those who are listening,
yeah, like it's. The more photos you send, and as we talk about it, I start remembering little bits. But honestly, I think we covered like the funniest parts. It's just from what that night was
mm-hmm.
to where we are now. it's crazy, right? Like, you think about it, and like, this is basically the start of your relationship with Microsoft.
Yeah, from way back.
And it's crazy how it started from you just like trying to hustle your way into the media section, mm-hmm. and jump behind the velvet ropes and get past security. And that's how it all started.
Yeah, yeah. And then the crazy thing is, you know, back then it was a lot harder, man, to go to these events back then. Like, now it's a little bit easier.
But oh, yeah,
for sure. But back then it was tough, man. It was really, really tough back then to do it.
Yeah, especially where, like, if you didn't have some type of reputation or any proof, mm-hmm. of business or media, then, like, it was almost impossible for you to get past those the people in the front.
Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna search for something here. Let me see if it works. Xbox365.com. Do you remember that website?
Xbox 365. Yeah, that was our first interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was our first one. Our first mm-hmm. one, and it was cool because they hit me up to do the interview and everything. So I'm gonna look. I know in the forums, this is where I'm gonna search. Hold on a second. The forums, this is where I posted pictures from the event there. And I mentioned a bunch of things.
Yes.
I mentioned a bunch of things about the event, and people are like, oh my God, my writing was terrible, dude, and still is, but back then was even worse during that mm-hmm. time, you know? So let me see if I could find the official website. Because there wasn't that many Xbox sites back then.
No, and also you got to remember, because Office 3, Office.
Office.
What was it? The 305?
The 305, but that's a hip-hop site. That's not a
But that's Xbox. What I'm saying. Like, when we started, it was, like, we catered originally as, like, a hip-hop gaming, you know, like, program that was talking about music and games and what's like you know, on our minds and what we think is cool at the moment.
Yeah.
And that gave us, like, we were the only people that were doing that at the beginning. So, like, we had little spots on different forums, mm-hmm. you know, with the Xbox crew. Like, nobody was really talking about video games or any of that stuff or things that were happening, like, on our level. Obviously, you get the media access through all these bigger names and bigger websites. Mm-hmm. But, like, as far as a community, like, you know, nobody was doing it the way we were trying to do it at that time.
Yeah.
So we got picked up by a lot of people just because of the interest of what Xbox was promoting. Like, they wanted the community to be involved as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. No, and that was good to see Xbox being supportive of the stuff that we were doing back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool seeing them like, hey, man, we got to get you involved. And I remember
they did a good job with everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
With everyone that showed interest, they reached out and they tried to give them as much access as possible.
You know what was exciting when they took me to WWF. They had a restaurant back then. Now it's WWE. But when we went to that event, right after I went to the Xbox launch event, and I went to the restaurant, The Rock was hosting it too. They had an E7 there and everything. And I was hanging out with the team, and they were talking to me about, like, the launch and the reviews and everything, right? And they were not happy with IGN during that time, because do you remember IGN Insider? Do you remember that back in the days
when
they had that? So they had all the reviews of everything that launched.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to be an IGN insider for you to read it, I remember. And they were not happy about that at all. They were like, yo, we worked so hard. We sent everything to them. Why would they have this as an exclusive thing? They were not thrilled about that at all. At all.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I've never been a fan of those services. Although, I get it. You have to, you know, it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And certain content, you know, you do try and offer it, but for profit. I get it. You have to make money. But in an event like this, with a console that's just launching, you'd want as many eyes as possible on that story, on mm-hmm. the reviews, on anything that even mentions the name of the game that you're releasing or the console that you're releasing at that. Mm-hmm. So I could see why they got upset.
Yeah, and I can't believe I still have the original audio recordings of that. I mean, that's insane. Not that many podcasts can say it.
You have to go through the videos, man. Like we probably have footage that's never been seen, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if you let me tell you now, if you find that video, dude, you don't know, that's gold. That's
like, yo, you have so many tapes, bro. Like,
I know.
It's
I know.
Not like I'm not just looking through one or two little videos that are there. Like there's a whole closet full of probably like over 100 hours worth of tape.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, dude, if you could figure it out how to get that.
Oh yeah, I'll check it out. Like I have what I need to capture it, and if anything I'll do a quick edit on my Mac
mm-hmm.
and then I'll send you a like clips.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No, anything else before we wrap it up about everything that's been everything that you remembered about the event at all?
Man, what I remember and regret the most is not trying hard enough with like the games that mattered, like Tony Hawk, because I could have beat that guy. I know for sure I could have beat him. Yeah. And also because he went home, bro. Like he went home, showered, came back, looked like he was just arriving for the first time. Everybody else looked terrible.
He was chilling.
Like, everybody looked like, yeah, he was there like smelling like fresh deodorant. I'm like, dude, why do you look like that? And he's like, oh no, I went home and took a shower. I'm like, how are you still in first place?
Oh my god, yeah.
But it's because he you know kind of abused the rules that were set in place, and he was able to just sit on Tony Hawk the whole night and rack up as many points as possible.
Yeah, no, he did pretty good, man. I gotta give it to him. He kicked butt and left.
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah, for sure. And he walked away with the console, a free trip to Mexico. I'm pretty sure he got like one of those girls' numbers. I don't know. That guy had the time of his life.
Oh no, he was chilling. He was chilling.
But. Like, also, like, if I could take away one thing, if I can go back and do it all over again, I would not drink Sobe as, like, my only source of liquids.
Yeah,
it was so bad for me. Yeah. I had a headache the whole time. I ended up just hating the drink. I can't even look at the bottle anymore. I think that logo, like, caused trauma.
Oh, my God. Sobe.
To this day, it's, like, it's hard for me to eat a quesadilla.
Yeah, you know, I haven't. I couldn't do it. That's it. I can't do it anymore. Quesadilla, anything like that? No way. So
yeah, Taco Bell and Sobe for an entire event for 48 hours. That's a terrible choice.
All right, but look, for those that are listening to this podcast, let me know your thoughts about it. Again, during the podcast, I'm gonna be playing audio from the recording and everything. And then thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And Nano, thanks for doing this, man. It's been over.
You know what?
It's been 20 years, man.
I would love to hear from people that went to the LA event.
So yeah, that's gonna be yeah.
And you went to one of those events, or if you were at the New York City event with us, you know, mention it. And I'd love to hear your side of the story. Did you stay the full 48 hours? Did you try and go for first place like everybody else, or were you just there to like check out the console and see what Microsoft was offering?
Yeah.
At that time, I think we were all curious, right? Like, what are they really bringing to the table?
Yeah, and I was excited because I'm like, man, this console has a hard drive. You could play online in the future with Ethernet. You know, I remember that time we were still using AOL. So I'm like, man, how the hell are we going to – how? You know, so – no, but it was cool. It was cool.
I was so impressed by what they showed at that event. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really sold me on Xbox being like my main gaming console.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you want to hear? This is the last story that I've never mentioned on a podcast. So, and I think you remember now. I'm not sure if I ever told you this. So, I went to the launch event, and I had my recorder, no video camera, just a recorder. So, I also recorded stuff before entering Toys R Us. So, again, I'm a new guy. I don't know nothing about content creation. This was like I was still new to this. So, when I went to the event, I was standing next to Bill Gates, and there was like a bunch of media people just there, journalists asking questions and everything. And I took out my recorder, and I also started asking questions. And he's answering questions to me, looking at me, everything. And one person from PR saw that from far away. She looked at me like, nope, nope, nope. And she came straight to me once he was done answering my question. Grabbed my recorder, take the tape out, gave me the recorder, and I never got that tape back. I was so pissed because I'm like, now I get it. But during that time, I'm like, yo, this is a big opportunity. I'm interviewing Bill Gates. I'm there, like, sitting down, talking to him.
You're lucky they didn't, like, Men in Black memory flash you.
They're right.
This never happened.
Never happened. But, yo, that honestly, that was my first time thinking, yo, this is my big first interview. Oh, my God. And, yeah.
But it's crazy how it works out, right? Because, like, that event sparked, like, your interest, and it further motivated you to, like, kind of, like, hey, maybe I could do this full time.
Yeah. Which is insane. And look where
you're at. Yeah. It's crazy. That small 48-hour event that was, they really should have put an age limit on it. I don't know how they let a 15-year-old child stay there for so long.
Yeah. It was insane.
It's good for, like, what it birthed. You know what I mean? Like, that was, I think, the start of, like, GTR and everything that we've done.
Yeah. Yeah, and we created GTR a couple of years after that, and I remember mentioning it to you, like, oh, we should call it Gamer Tag Radio. You're like, nah, I don't like that name. I remember that.
You know what it was? I didn't like the word radio just because, you know, like, I knew radio and television, all that stuff was going to go to the way, like, it's going to disappear eventually. So, you know, but whatever, it was catchy. Like, GTR, Gamer Tag Radio, it sounded good.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, like, it what if you would have called it a Gamertag podcast?
Gamertag podcast,
not the word.
Was podcast, because back I remember back then you mentioned podcast and people were like, "Oh, I need an iPod to listen to it." I remember that back then, and I'm like, "No, technically, no, you don't need an iPod." But that's why I was trying to stay away the word podcast because I knew people wouldn't get it during that time.
GTP, not GTR.
What do you mean? No, it wouldn't sound. It wouldn't
Gamer Tag great. Podcast?
No, it wouldn't sound great. Insane. Now, I do appreciate the stuff that I've done back then because, you know, I called it Game Voice. I remember that was my second show. First show was PSO Radio.
MP3.com.
MP3.com back then because you could stream it. Or download it, but I was getting paid out of that, I remember. So, and honestly, if you listen to I have the tapes. If you listen to the tapes now, it was the worst quality ever. And people managed still to listen to it back then.
I think, but during those times, because it was such a small group of people actually creating content, you know, you had your pick of the litter, like everybody, whenever like you would search something on the internet, that would pop up just because like nobody else was doing it.
Yeah, so it wasn't. Yeah,
and like the way we were like creating weekly content, recording every week, trying to put out one or two episodes. Dude, do you remember that? And this is a long time ago. Do you remember that radio show that we drove up to just to promote GTR?
Radio station.
It's like the guy had the radio station in his house, in his apartment.
Oh, it's one of those like internet streaming radio
Yeah, internet radios. And we went on there and it was a terrible hour and we thought it was going to be like good promotion.
Yeah,
I remember. It was one of the worst times ever.
Hey, we were trying our best to get the word out, man. I remember.
Oh my God. That guy, we just sat in his apartment with all his, like, and he had a bunch of equipment. It looked crazy. Like his room looked like a studio.
Yeah, yeah. And do you remember this, Nano? This is when we were, and we're going to wrap it up in a few minutes, but this is when we were interviewing T-Square, and we're like, oh, man, this is a big interview, esports, you know, this is going to be big, pro player. And he told us, oh, is it okay that the camera guy records this? Because MTV is following me. I'm like, yeah. I had no idea what was this about. Like, yeah,
yeah, I can record. When he mentioned MTV, I'm like, what?
I was like, yeah, sure, go for it. And for those that don't know, this was True Life. MTV True Life. So they recorded the interview. So I was super excited. Like, yo, they're going to put Gamer Tag Radio on the show. And yo, on MTV, I mean.
Like,
Yeah, and
yeah, they killed us on the name.
Yeah, so they put local radio station. I'm like, oh man, why would they do that? But I remember different people on forums, because back then there was no social media. They were like, yo, you heard Nano and Danny Godfrey on MTV True Life? That's crazy. Like, and people that knew what's up. So they mentioned our name and everything. So that was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. But it was such a long time. I wish we would have had that, because it came out on TV, right? Like, it made the cut.
It made the cut, so yeah. I have the video.
It aired on MTV.
I posted the video a couple of times.
If they would have put our name, just instead of local radio show, if they would have put Gamertag Radio, that would have changed a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. Now, before we head out, this is when you were part of GTR, when you knew this was something different and special with the show, like when we first launched, was it the first episode right away, or it took a while to see that for you? Because back then you were mad young, so you were like, ah, whatever. Like, you were.
But, yeah, I don't think I cared as much. But, like, I think the time when we went to our first E3, probably, right? Because, like, there would be people that bumped into us, and they were like, hey, Godfrey and Nano? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yo, that's
I listen to GTR. And, it happened one time, and I was like, oh, that was kind of weird. It happened the second time, and I looked at you, and I'm like, hey, man, that's two people.
Yeah.
And then it happened again, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, people actually listen to us. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, this was when, oh, because of the leak. Remember the leak? The Perfect Dark leak and Call Perfect of Duty Dark and leak. Xbox 360 leak. Like, it happened on a show by mistake. It just happened. And and a lot of people heard about us because it was all over the web. It was everywhere. Somebody grabbed the audio because I removed it from the site once I got an email from Microsoft. But it was already too late, and it was all over the place, everywhere, and that's like, what happened too. A lot of people
times where, like, you realize, like, man, more people listen than you think, and that's just a good, you know. Obviously, now you're like, you were just on the billboard at Times Square. There's more people that know you now than back then, but back then it meant so much that like me and you recording this in our bedrooms, or like there would be times where we go outside in the car and sit down and record for as long as your battery lasts and on your MacBook, you know, like those moments to get recognized then was just, it was crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. And I remember when we would go outside inside our dad's car, and we would use the built-in mic just to record. And during that time, the thing that we were talking about the most was Halo 2, because Halo 2, there was a lot of cheating and people were messing up that game. And we will buy games here and there because I was like, no, we got to talk about other things. I know it was the Tom Clancy series. We got that.
Yep.
I remember Phantom Dust came out, and during that time, that was $20. And we were like, yo, we're going to do a giveaway.
Yeah, we did do a giveaway for Phantom Dust, didn't we?
Uh-huh. I remember that. I remember all that.
And Street Fighter. There was a bunch of games that we started off on. But like that, you know, obviously, it's changed from then. But starting off is just a good sign in general. Like whether, and I say this to everybody that's listening, that like, you know, we could tell you how we did it and all the things that we went through at the beginning. And Godfrey, like you talk about it all the time. You know how you started off with like what you have to do. But like, just dedication to your craft and like just talking about something you're passionate about can change the projection of your life or what you want your career to head in.
Yeah.
You know, like just get it out. Expose, like talk about what you love as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. And you know, I'm happy that GTR is still here. First gaming podcast to hit 1,000 episodes in the world, which is insane. Boom. And we've been there. Like, I've been to every single Xbox event, launch event, from the beginning. You know, I've been there to many events. I remember sending you to Vancouver for the first time to cover NBA Street home court.
Oh, my God. I went there with $15 in my pocket.
With no money at all. You should definitely mention. You got to mention that story now.
That story's too long. Let me just shorten it for you. It was 3 days from Miami, Florida, all the way to Vancouver,
yeah,
Canada,
yeah,
cross border. And I went over there with like How much was it? It was like $17.
No. I gave you money. I gave you like a good 50 or 100 bucks. I'm like, yo, here, just take it.
Go. Yeah, but I like an idiot, I wasted more than half of that in the first day.
Yeah.
So I didn't stretch the money out at all. And on the last, like flying back, thank God, you know, everything was covered by EA and, you know, they covered all my expenses as far as like room, board, travel. They paid for every meal. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But coming back, I still had, you know, less than half of the money that you gave me. So I was traveling back with nothing. And I ended up getting stuck in the airport.
There was a storm.
You know, my flight got delayed. Yeah, I got delayed in Vancouver. I got delayed in Fort Worth, in Dallas. I got delayed everywhere. And I ended up having to, like, fly into Orlando and staying in Orlando for an extra week just to drive back with my friend who was just so happening driving up to Orlando and was able to give me a free ride back.
Yo,
that was one of the longest experiences of my life.
Nano had no money at the airport, and he was eating chips.
You know what's funny? I had to enter a Halo tournament. When I flew into Orlando,
yeah,
it just so happened there was a Halo tournament that was going on for the PGL.
Yes.
And this is like one of those like smaller leagues that like was trying to jump onto the scene, but they didn't really go further from local tournaments. But they ended up having a big tournament in Orlando. I knew about it. I found out about the cash payouts, and I'm like, all right, whatever. What do I have to lose? I need to make some type of money. So I was good enough. I knew I was good enough to like make top eight. I end up, I think, getting like top three in the tournament.
Oh, nice. Not bad.
And I end up getting a couple $100. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can buy food again.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know how you did it.
That was the money that like, you know, it was such a wild weekend. Like that weekend turned into like a week-long experience where I'm like, oh, my God, I have to survive by myself.
How old were you at that time? Were you in your teens?
I was 19. I remember being 19 and being in Vancouver, and like they offered me a drink. I'm like, oh, I'm only 19. You know, I can't drink.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. What do you mean? We're in Canada. It's 19 is the legal age of for you know to drink alcohol. And I'm
oh my
like,
God, I forgot
what?
About that.
And then I looked at everybody, and I'm like, well, pardon me. Let me get a Johnny Walker Gold Label.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
And then they all looked at me. And then, like, since it was on EA, they took us out to dinner that night. So,
yeah,
you know, once I heard that and they were like, oh, it's on us, don't worry about it, I was ordering drinks all night.
Oh my God. Hilarious. Yeah,
like it was fun at the beginning. Then it just got tragic for that flight back home.
Yeah.
And then I ended up winning the Halo tournament. So it kind of like it was ups and downs the whole time.
Yo, that is insane, dude.
And that's the fast version of that story, because like there was so much that happened in between.
Oh, no. I have more. We'll do this like a part two in the future. But my God, that was hilarious. Yeah, all right, man. We're going to wrap it up here.
Traveling is always crazy.
Yeah, I know. No, thanks for being on the podcast. I hope we could do a part two, because, yo, we got stories.
Hey, let me tell you something. When you're involved in the video game industry or just media in general, and you have to travel and do all these type of events, mm-hmm. you wind up with some of the best and worst times of your life.
Yeah.
And it just it gives you awesome memories.
Definitely. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. First of all, thanks, Nano, for joining. And also, for those that are listening, head over to GamertagRadio.com. You could find us there and also on any podcast app. Make sure to subscribe, follow, post a review. Also, check out our past episodes. We have a lot, man. So if you like it, share with your friends, let people know. Also, if you'd like to be part of our family discussion, maybe you have a cool memory that happened back in the days with Xbox. I mentioned it here. And I'll play on the podcast. So here, how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Nano, is there anything you would like to promote? You want to mention your social media account? People could check it out.
I'm Nano551 on everything. So, you know, yeah. If you want to follow or just hit me up.
Or play some games.
I'm available on everything as Nano551.
Awesome. All right, everyone. But thank you, and we'll be back next time. And I hope you enjoy my conversation with Nano, and also the little clips I played from the event that I recorded 20 years ago, man. So until next time.
Show me your experiences. If you were there,
yes.
I want to see it.
Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.